Adnő Kállay, a Hungarian art critic, who I discovered through my research, proposed a category in art making between the two world wars, which he called bioromanticism, bioromantic, which was all about biocentric ideology in art. And it was with shock that I discovered that, well, Kállay introduced me to all kinds of completely obscure people writing in German between the two world wars. And I started reading these authors, people like Hans Prinzhorn, who wrote this book on the artistry of the mentally ill, and others, who were biocentric. And I didn't even know what this term meant. There was nothing about this, written about this. And the more I looked into it, the more interesting it was, the more I realized how dangerous it was, because some of the Nazis were biocentric. But I thought, I'm an historian, I should look at this. I don't have to be a Nazi to have Nazi sympathies to look at this. So I started looking at it, and the more I looked, the more I found, the more I realized that it was a gaping hole in the history of art. And I was shocked to realize that once I started reading this literature, when I started rereading Moholy Nagy, I realized that there was a whole dimension of his writings that nobody ever mentioned, that nobody talked about. And that was this, it was reading Moholy Nagy through the lens of contemporary biocentric terminology and pop philosophy and philosophy, that I started to understand a lot of what Moholy Nagy was talking about.